everybody, and welcome in to a special podcast right here on Sports Talk Chicago. And if you couldn't guess by the theme music I'm playing today, we have a special guest from the comedy world of all places on today's show as comedian extraordinaire and all-around good guy George Lopez joins the program to talk about his great foundation, doing some research in regards to kidney disease in young children, plus his amazing comedy career and his comedy tour coming to Chicago this weekend. This show, without a doubt, is going to be very fun to listen to. George and I are planning on exchanging lots of laughs and lots of funny stories about his comedy career, plus even talk some sports. He's a big Oakland Raiders fan, and we'll talk to him about their 0-3 start and what he thinks the team should be doing. Before we get started today, make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports. Hit me up personally on Google+, Instagram, and LinkedIn at John Zags. Follow me personally on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now find me on Facebook at John Zagluel. Today's show is brought to you by Moochie World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Moochie World, creativity at its finest. And by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Now that the 2018 season is over, get ready for 2019, the team's 20th anniversary season. Season tickets go on sale in March. Well, what a show this is going to be, because George Lopez isn't just another comedian or another blip in the comedy world. His comedy has brought all types of people together across this great country. And also, keep this in mind, he's one of the only Latino actors to star in an American TV sitcom. So he's not only just a comedian, he's a trailblazer on top of that, paving the way for the Latino community to find their role in Hollywood. Anyways, I hope you have just as much fun with this interview as I will. Thank you again for your continued support and viewership, and I hope you enjoy what's to come. And with that, it's time for our special guest. He began his comedy career in 1983, performing stand-up shows across the country. By 2002, his self-titled sitcom, which is one of the only TV sitcoms in history to feature a Latino lead star, became a nationwide hit. After hosting a late-night talk show on TBS, he starred in multiple sitcoms for FX and TV Land. Today, he hosts Very Superstitious on A&E and stars in The Comedy Get Down on BET. He also has a new podcast coming soon called A Chingun Podcast. Please welcome the comedic legend himself, George Lopez, to the show. George, how are you doing today? And thank you for taking the time to be here.
Absolutely. I feel great, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
You know, you've been quite the busy guy. I mean, you've got those shows on TV, which I mentioned. You're also on a comedy tour. You're coming to Chicago this weekend, and then the podcast coming soon. How have you made that all work?
Well, you know, it goes back to when my grandfather would tell me that, you know, I never knew my father. And then I realized as I got older, my grandfather didn't really know my father much either. But my grandfather would say that I was lazy like my father. And it inspired me not to be lazy. So, you know, my grandfather passed in 88. I could probably take it easy. I don't think he'd notice. But for something that is in me, like this work ethic, I can't stop.
And then late last year, you had a comedy special on HBO titled The Wall. Now, for the title, I was curious, is that a play on the president and his goals for building a wall?
Well, you know, I think that, yes, it was. And I did it live at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. So, you know, one of the things that's been great about comedy is that it's always been an outlet for opinions and truth and mistruths. And, you know, we all have to decide what is right for us. But it's been a very interesting last 3 years in the world of comedy.
You know, what I found funny about that special was when you talked about the president and his new immigration reforms, which requires new immigrants to speak English fluently. But my question to you is, doesn't that apply to Donald Trump and the First Lady?
Yeah, it should. You know, all those things should apply to all immigrants. So absolutely, yes.
George Lopez here on Sports Talk Chicago. And George, going back to your start with your original sitcom back on ABC, how much did it mean to you to have a Latino-oriented sitcom on national television? Because as I mentioned in your bio, you know, that made history, and you being the lead star opened up some opportunities for some Latino people to get involved in Hollywood and in show business. How much did that mean to you?
Well, you know, now when you look at, you know, there wasn't Netflix, there wasn't really the cable world as we see it now. You know, there wasn't Amazon and Hulu and Apple and all of that stuff. But there was not very many Latino actors in 2002 when my show started. But to be part of whatever legacy that I have, but also to know now that there are many, many more actors who are Latino in Hollywood and in shows and leading shows that, you know, to know that maybe for just a small piece you're responsible for some of that is great. And my sitcom is still on. It's on Nickelodeon. It's never been off the air since it first started in 2002.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, it got picked up in syndication, and looking at the Nielsen ratings, you know, the numbers have never been better. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the syndication numbers are doing better than the live numbers at the time?
Yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, there's a lot of meanness in television and sitcoms, and you know, there's always a place for a family sitcom on TV that the whole family can watch. There's very few of those that you know, when you have children, you realize that you want to protect them from things that they can't unsee. So we made a decision that it was going to be, you know, family based. It got a little bit edgy at times, but not where a family couldn't watch it. So I'm proud that the numbers have never been better. And, you know, so it's going to be on for a long, long time. And I remember watching I Love Lucy and thinking that that show had never really been off the air since it started, that it's great to know that my show, which started, you know, 16 years ago, has not been off the air.
So I have to ask, I'm going back to the show. One of the signature parts is when your character, George, has a problem and he needs to get it resolved, he then responds by shouting, "I got this." How did that become such a celebrated part of the show?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, I had a guy that was working for me named Charles, and Charles would tap his chest whenever I would, because he was doing my clothes, and I would say, "Hey, Charles, I need like a brown leather jacket, but not heavy, but something that I could still use maybe on stage." And as I was describing it, he would be tapping his chest, and I'd go, "What's that?" And he'd go, "I got this." So it became kind of a thing where I did it in a rehearsal one time, the first time when I was doing my mom's bathroom, and I did it in rehearsal just messing around, and then we put it in the show, and it became maybe kind of the signature saying of the whole show.
And what about when George posed as Fidel Castro and scared Vic Palmero, the character on the show? Take me through what happened there.
Yeah, you know, I knew that you know, Cubans had this this opinion of Fidel Castro that you know, they didn't like him particularly. So that was one of my favorite shows, where we went on the boat to it's called Fishing Cubans. And at the end of the show, Vic, my father-in-law on the show, gets his brother back, and they're sitting around talking about how great America is, and they're talking about if Fidel was there, they would do this, and they would do that. And then I came into the kitchen dressed as Fidel Castro, and then they chased me to the yard. It's awesome.
Well, today you're still on TV, of course, your show being in syndication, and then now you've got a show, Very Superstitious, and the comedy Get Down.
Yeah.
What can viewers expect from both of these shows?
Well, you know, superstition is, I mean, I think everybody has superstitions. Everybody's around it. You know, when you get married, they go, you know, something borrowed, something new, something old, something blue. And, you know, when people cross their fingers or tap or knock on wood, everybody has it. Every family has it. So Very Superstitious was my 10 episodes of tracking down superstitions what they're based on, if they help, and if, you know, if we can live with them or if we can live without them. Everybody's still superstitious, as I think they've always been, so I don't think we can live without them.
Do you have a certain superstition, you know, any oddity or something of the sort?
Well, I golf, and then I always carry two balls in my pocket, and I don't know what that is. If there's one in there, I always ask the guy for another one. We just went up to Pebble Beach last week with me and Eddie Van Halen and a buddy of mine. And then I said, "You have a ball?" And he said, "Yeah." And I don't feel comfortable playing without a ball that I'm hitting and one extra one in my pocket.
That's very interesting.
I think that comes from years of cheating, but I don't cheat anymore, but I still can't go with just one ball.
And then on top of all of that, you know, you're doing an individual comedy tour, which has you coming to Chicago, the Rosemont area, this weekend. What do you look forward to most when you come to Chicago to perform?
Well, you know, my initial visit to Chicago goes back to 1991. It was a time in L.A. that afternoon. I remember about 5 o'clock, 4:30. It was torrential downpour. Like it was pouring. Like just like a monsoon of water out here. The phone rings. I live in this condo. The phone rings. It's the Improv, and they said, "Listen, can you go to Chicago tomorrow morning and work at the Funny Firm that was on West Grand?" And I go, "Hang on a second." I look out the window and I'm like, "Man, it's pouring. I've never really worked in Chicago." And I said, and they go, "You have to come down to the Improv and pick up the ticket." And it was raining and I was like, "Ah." I almost said no. I said yes, and I went down there, and I love that club. It's not there anymore, but I love Chicago a lot, and that was the first time that I went, and it's always great to go back. I mean, I've done a lot of shows at Rosemont. We did the United Center last time. You know, Jerry Reinsdorf's been great to me as a friend. You know, tickets to the Bulls games and tickets to the Sox games, and I go to the Cub games, and, you know, it's a great city.
And, you know, you mentioned the United Center. I know you came here last year, and that tour donated its proceeds to the George Lopez Foundation. So what's the foundation's mission, and how can people get involved?
Well, George Lopez Foundation is on it's on Instagram. I believe it's on Twitter. It's georgelopezfoundation.org. And what we do is we help people who are afflicted by kidney disease, and overall we stress, you know, being healthy. And, you know, I had a kidney transplant in 2005, and I'm still healthy and still alive and still doing my best work. So we want people to live healthy, to know the signs of something that maybe not necessarily might be kidney disease, but to have everybody just kind of live as healthy as they can be.
How important is this mission to you, knowing that, you know, you had kidney disease yourself and you made a full recovery, and now you're working to spread awareness about it? So how much does this mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot because, you know, with early detection, you can prevent a lot of illnesses. And people know if their side hurts or their back hurts, or, you know, there's something, they don't feel right, they feel a little bit tired, you know, that to go and get yourself checked out and make sure that you stay healthy. Because, you know, if you get sick, it doesn't only affect you and your health, it affects everybody in your family. If somebody in your family gets sick, it affects everybody in the family. So, you know, those are things, especially if they can be prevented, you just have to just know that with early detection and knowing your, you know, blood type and knowing getting a full blood checkup, that a lot of things can be prevented.
George Lopez here talking about his career in comedy and his foundation. Now, let's shift to sports for a minute, talk a little football. Something that I think not many people know about you is that you've actually won a Sports Emmy Award for your work with Inside the NFL. What's the story behind that, and how did that all come about?
Yeah, you know, I how did that come about? Well, on HBO Inside the NFL, I believe that they were looking to add a little bit of comedy to the shows, and then they asked Wanda Sykes and myself to do vignettes at the end of the show. So I did, like, a season of it, and I did mine on grass versus turf. I did mine on, you know, we went to Carolina and did one on the Panthers. We went and did one on cheerleaders. We went and did one on concussions, I believe. And, you know, they were all very well received. And it was a great opportunity to be able to do something that was important, but to bring, like, a comedic, you know, slant to it.
You know, staying with the NFL, I know you're a diehard Raiders fan, and we'll get to their performance in a minute. I'm sure you're very disappointed with the things in which they're going. But, you know, that's odd because I noticed that you grew up in Mission Hills, Los Angeles, but you're an Oakland Raiders fan. So explain the connection there. How'd you get involved with Raiders football, and how'd you become a fan with them at such a young age?
Well, you know, growing up in Los Angeles, I was a fan of the Rams, you know, with Roman Gabriel and Jack Snow and Merlin Olsen and Deacon Jones. I mean, those were great teams. And that was my team in the beginning, the Rams were. I never went to any games. We couldn't afford to go to any games. and my grandfather wouldn't have taken me to see American football anyway. So when the Rams moved and the Raiders came, I was starting to go with my buddies to the Raiders games. And listen, when you can buy a Raider hat at a gas station, or if you could buy it on the corner, or you could buy a Raider jersey on the corner while you're in your car, it just became more accessible to become a Raiders fan. And they were in L.A. I mean, they were they're dark, they got criminal, they're tough, they won a Super Bowl back then, and it just became one of those things that we didn't have football in L.A. for like 25 years, so I needed to find a team, and it was always, from way back then, the Raiders. But, you know, I watched just football in general, because in the 70s, if anybody's that old, there were some really great teams. You know, the Steelers were great, the Cowboys were great, the Redskins were great, the Raiders were good, and that was just nice stuff, good stuff.
Well, what a difference some time makes, because now the Raiders this year are 0-3 with new head coach John Gruden. Do you believe that Gruden's the right guy for the job?
You know, I believe that they're going through some adjusting. So, it's funny. Marshawn Lynch talked to the press. He never talks to the press. And he said, look, it might look like we got off to a bad start, but we can start to implement the things that we need to do as a team, you know, growing pains, you know, I believe that they'll have – who knows? They might not – it doesn't look like they're going to make it to the playoffs, but those three games, other than the first game, the last two games have been exciting. And listen, you just want the team to grow and be exciting. And if all of our teams won, then there'd be no reason to watch.
You know, I saw that you were at a Raiders preseason game back in August, showing off some dance moves to Marshawn Lynch on the sideline. So the real question is, will the Lopez shuffle become the next touchdown celebration dance for Beast Mode?
I hope so. I hope so. You know, he is a great guy. You know, we did a video for Pat, who's in train, called Drink Up or Raise a Glass or one of those, and myself, Ken Jeong, Jim Brewer, Pat, and Marshawn Lynch. And from that day on, he's been nothing but great to me, and I've got some great friends over there in Oakland, and I always look forward to going up there for the games. And, you know, win or lose, man, I'm not a fair weather fan. I mean, if we lose, and I'm still there. And when we win, I'll still be there.
And on a final note, George, what are your thoughts on Spanglish as opposed to just speaking English?
Well, you know, as long as English is the official language, I believe that people should speak English. But also, you know, there's people who are from Poland. There's people who are from, the Middle East. And it's always great to speak English, but it's never bad for you to remain fluent in your whatever your native tongue is.
Thank you so much for being here on the show.
Yes, sir, my man. I appreciate it.
What an honor it was to have George Lopez right here on today's show as we talk with him about his great comedy career, his foundation, and some Oakland Raiders football. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at JohnZSports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. Also, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find the email box on our homepage. Simply type in your email, click yes on the confirmation email, and you'll be subscribed. From there, you'll receive email updates about every new podcast and article. And finally, find us now on iTunes and Google Play. You can search Sports Talk Chicago, and every podcast from the 2018 calendar year will be available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening to today's show, and have a great day.